Okay, before we get into the celebrity catch-up of the week, we have major announcement.
Very excited to finally let you guys know, but we are going on the cruise.
We're going on a cruise, you guys, with
our girl Heather McMahon.
Absolutely not. We are absolutely not cruising.
Absolutely not cruise. That's with a K-N-O-T.
Oh my God.
Not April 13th through the 17th, we're hitting the Bahamas.
We're going to go live on the boat a lot. We're going to also be doing a Big Wigs live on the boat. We're going to be doing other comedy shows. Chris and Court are going to make some appearances.
We're going to be frolicking around the boat, talking to all of you comedy fans.
It's going
to
be fucking awesome.
The way that Heather has really put together this whole entire Heather world is insane.
It's insane. And I'm so excited to be a part of it. Like,
we're
cruising. So if you're a fan and you're like, wait, you know what? I need to fucking get away for 4 days.
Yeah.
I think there are still cabins that you can get. Join us on the freaking cruise. Let's go.
Let's go.
I gotta tell you, it's gonna be bomb because, like, I've done one of these, like, where it's literally just like everyone is there because they want to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, this ain't a family vacation where it's like the one sibling doesn't want to fucking go.
Right, right.
It's gonna be a party 24/7. It's gonna be so much fun. The content that will come out of this cruise,
I will be going live from our cabins.
Can't
just
wait.
We're just going to be, we're also doing a Big Wigs live show, which we can't wait. And then look, here's the talent. Adam Ray, Becky Robinson, Raymond Padilla, Joe Dombrowski, Steph Tolev, Rosebud Baker.
Insane lineup.
Zach Towers and Logan Crosby. Goodbye.
Lopez and Anna Roisman.
Okay. No, we're beyond excited.
We're grateful. We're excited. Big thanks to, like, honestly, Raymond probably made this all connect because he did our show and he's so funny and amazing. And Tina and Heather, the whole fam. I can't wait. I can't wait to meet Robin, honestly.
Oh, my God. Which is Heather's mother, if you don't know. She's
photos with Robin.
Absolutely iconic. We've also looked up to Heather for so long. She's been one. I love her.
She's great.
Love her content at the beginning, I think before the pandemic. But I can't believe that we get to
it's go be so much
spend
fun.
4 days with them. We're going to the Bahamas, baby.
And Dre's going back.
I'm going back. I miss it. We're going back for round two. Can't wait to hang out with you guys on the boat. Like we said, you can find the tickets online. Absolutely not cruise. And also, we'll be posting about it.
Yeah, we'll be posting about it. Don't worry. Yeah. You'll know. And now let's get into our celebrity catch up of the day.
You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Well, looky here. Yeah, baby. Listen, today's a very special day because I'm with my ex-favorite wife, Kris Jenner.
Wow. Thanks for throwing in favorite.
Well, listen, baby. I mean, I've had, how many wives? Two wives. You're my favorite.
No, you've had three.
Three wives. Well, listen, it's been a long time.
You might have even had four. I don't even know if there was one before the first one.
Yeah, God, was there? Brody's mom, you know. Listen, when you get to my age, I'm just happy to be here.
Thank you so much. You know, it's not very often you find Caitlyn Jenner and Kris Jenner in the same room.
And she came to Malibu. We're live in studio in Malibu.
Really? Yeah. I had a couple errands to do. You said stop by. I thought, you know, maybe, well, you know, we needed to look at pictures of our grandchildren. I don't know why I'm here.
Kris, let me tell you, because you're in a lot of deep doo-doo, all right? Have you seen the news?
I've seen all the news. I know how to claw my way out of anything.
Yeah, baby. Well, I'm concerned. First of all, we got the, I'm worried about Kimmy. I'm worried about Chloe Money. I saw that Lamar was trying to get back with her and, you know.
You know, it was really for the show. It really was. We needed a little more drama for the show. You know how it goes. You used to film with us.
Yeah, baby. Yeah,
sometimes you need a storyline. So we got Lamar. He was available for a couple days and we thought, you know, put him on.
Yeah, you know, I was never the biggest fan of Lammy Cakes, but I thought Chloe was happy, so I was happy, but I worry about them. So wait a minute. Are you guys doing a cease and desist for the old K-Dog, Kanye?
You know, here's the thing. The song came out, right?
Yeah, and then I didn't listen to it.
He deleted it, you know, and it was really, it wasn't great. right? Because it said that one line. What did it say? Oh, it said, men make the final decision. And it was almost like a weird message to send to Kimberly because, you know, they're going through a custody battle. And it's just like,
yeah,
men make the final decision. How do you feel about that as a woman? I found it very offensive, really. And, I'm still close with him in certain ways.
Chris, you got to cut that shit out. You got to cut him out, all right? He's not going in the will.
We go to Chick-fil-A every Thursday.
Chris, you gotta cut it out. Stop being friends with your daughter's exes. It's weird.
I can't help it. They're like my own children.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Save Scott because Scott's actually kind of funny, you know?
We love Scott. Yeah, we love Scott. Blood. Scott's blood related.
Yeah, that's true. So I don't mind Scotty too much. But yeah, Kanye, listen, I've got a lot of opinions. His true colors come out and I'm not a big fan, you know?
It's scary because he brought Northie into this, you know, your granddaughter.
Yeah, and this is where I have a big issue.
Yeah.
I don't think kids should be involved, especially not with that old P. Dizzle. I don't like him. Cut it out.
For better or worse, he's got four kids, you know, and he wanted to put her in the song, but I didn't know it would be such a harsh song, you know? It was too much.
Yeah, when did they record this? And why is he working with Diddler? I have so many questions, Chris.
I don't know. You know,
listen, Kimmy's got to get full custody.
We all were involved with Diddy at some point, right?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
And those were the olden days. And now here we are. And he's in trouble. And we are not involved. We really aren't.
All right. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And what's this? I see Kim all over Tesla's Instagram and she's hopping over with,
oh
with
my
cyborgs
God.
And robots. Get her off, Chris. Has nobody seen iRobot?
Have you? Excuse me.
Please.
Caitlin, how many Cybertrucks do you have?
I mean, three, but that's besides the point, Chris. All right? That they were gifts, okay? I won them in a golf tournament. Listen, we got to get Kimmy. Why is she doing this? She's got Skim. She's busy. Why is she
got a
great Tesla?
Listen, she got a great brand deal, okay? And a lot of people know that if it's a brand deal, you know, sometimes you got to promote stuff that you don't fully believe in, but you've got to work with them. And so she did this sexy photo shoot on top of the Tesla using Elon's camera too, because we really wanted to do it, you know, full Meta like version, not Meta the company, Meta like Meta acting, you know.
Yeah.
Like and it's actually really beautiful, the photos. You would love them. There she looks stunning.
I've seen a couple, but I don't know about beautiful. It's a little bit more
the timing of it.
Weird.
Wasn't great with what was happening, you know, with Elon, and everyone's upset. But, you know, I'm friends with Lauren.
Yeah.
Wait, is Lauren married to Elon? No, never mind.
You're talking about the old friend.
I get all my rich friends confused.
Yeah, Lauren Sanchez with Jeffy
with
B.
Jeff. I know. Well, we had dinner with Elon, like, you know, not long ago when he was proposing the idea to get Kimberly.
Right.
And we were like, absolutely, doll.
Right. Well, Jeffy's planning to send Lauren out to space, I believe. Are you going to head out to space?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if my body can.
Listen, I'm an Olympic athlete. I would never say goodbye to gravity. I can't be out there. No.
Really?
No. I've got too many beauty regimens. I can't keep up in space.
What are you using these days?
Well, you mean for lasers or cream-wise?
Oh, all of it. I don't know.
I got the SK-2.
Your skin looks good.
Well, thank you, Chris. I stole most of your beauty products in the divorce.
Of course you did.
Listen, I said, that's what I'm keeping.
That was our custody battle.
Yeah, you can keep the house.
Yeah, you're just going to take all my red light masks and shit.
Well, you started using dolphin semen. I said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This might be good.
We were the first family to patent the dolphin semen.
It does wonders. It does wonders. Wait a minute. I had one more thing, though, I wanted to talk about. Because, you know, I am a quarter Irish, Chris.
Oh, my God.
And
happy
we just celebrated
St. Patrick's Day.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
I mean, you didn't send a gift basket or anything, but
I didn't know. I didn't know we did that. You know, in our house, we used to all, like, put on green and eat some cupcakes. And it was a really cute day. The girls would have a little parade at school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I remember. I dropped them off. I picked them up.
You really did.
And
yeah.
What were you doing, Chris?
I was at the spa.
Yeah, classic, classic, classic. You know what?
Do you miss those days?
I do. Because I see myself. I'm just sitting around. I'm either on the four-wheeler, I'm golfing, or I'm on the copter. And I'm bored, Chris. I'm bored.
You are always on the go.
I was. You know, it gets lonely, kind of, you know, but I keep busy.
Did you say goodbye to the house? You know, I'm selling the house.
Yeah, I wanted to take you up on that. You never consulted me. That was my house too, Chris.
Yeah, but it was mine after we were divorced, so it's not your house anymore.
Yeah, that's problematic, actually.
I saved the stripper poles.
I bet you did, Chris. I bet you did.
They're in storage.
Yeah, I guess so. Wait, I had one story that I had to tell you about because Chloe came out and said that she actually heard us getting busy in that house and it scarred her for life.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that story?
I did. You know, Chloe's talked about it with me and in therapy.
Oh, well, that's good. She never told me.
Yeah. Well, what is she going to tell you? I heard you having sex with my mother and it scarred me for life. I mean, she's so shy.
That Chloe money. She's not shy.
She can be. She really can. She doesn't love the red carpet, you know. So talking about sex is a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, you couldn't keep your legs closed. Like, you're very open about that, Chris. I embraced it.
I mean, Corey and I have been together 10 years now. Can you believe it? I haven't closed my legs in 10 years.
Good for Corey, you know? I never thought you two would make it.
Are you getting some these days,
doll? Yeah, Chris. Yeah, I mean, listen, I didn't have the libido that I used to.
Yeah.
I was trying to keep up with you.
Somehow your golf libido always outshines your sex libido.
Well, Chris, it's all about the many holes on the course.
Wow, yeah. Some might say it's about the many holes for me, too.
You see how much fun we can have, Chris? Listen to this.
I am having fun, and I only had two martinis today.
Listen, she's turned over a new leaf, folks. I've never seen you not have at least five.
I know. I can't believe it. You stopped me. I had a meeting at Allo Malibu.
Oh, that's why you came by.
Yeah. And you texted me in a good time. You know, I thought, okay, I'll go after my meeting. They want to renew me for 14 years.
14 years? Chris, you even have 14 years left? What the hell? You're promising too much time here.
It's Allo. We love Allo.
Yeah, we do love Allo.
You wearing it?
Well, I've got it. Yeah, I love Allo for golf.
Oh, yeah. It's great golf outfits.
Very breathable. I do love it. I love it. I still got this story up here. Chloe heard she hid under the bed during a hide-and-seek game, and she heard us having sex. Okay.
I bet she heard us having sex during her breakfast and maybe during, you know, homework time, too,
Chris,
doll.
You wanted it at all times of the day. What am I supposed to do?
How else am I going to have six children?
Now, that's the God's honest. But I wanted to say I'm a quarter Irish, and I have a fun fact for you, Chris.
Okay.
You know me and my fun facts.
I love a fun fact, because I'm a fun fact.
Well, that's why you always love me. Corned beef and cabbage, Chris, do you love it?
I don't mind it. Yeah, I think it's nice.
Well, it's a traditional St. Patrick's Day dish. I don't know. I just felt like I had to bring out a fun fact here.
Are you cooking?
I will be cooking for Thanksgiving. Am I invited this year?
Oh, I thought for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, for St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, maybe I'll whip up a couple of things. But listen, it's a St. Patrick's Day dish doesn't have anything to do with the grain corn, but rather the large amounts of grain they use to cure the meats, Chris.
Wow. Who would have... You learned something new, doll.
Yeah, you do. And Chris,
are you okay?
I just started. I'm on a triple dose of beta blockers.
Oh, no.
Is that normal, Chris?
Yeah. For someone our age, yeah, absolutely.
I said, give me all the beta blockers. I'm on lorazepam, paslidone.
Look at you trying to get onto the White Lotus language.
Chris, I'm loving the White Lotus. Are you watching it?
I am, yeah. I just want to know who dies.
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's the whole point of the show, Chris. You got to wait, Chris.
I have no patience.
You're trying to get to the last episode. We're still on... I mean, episode two.
Kylie's seen it all. They sent it to her because she's dating Timothy.
Oh, wait a minute. They showed her the show?
Yeah. She gets exclusive access to all television and movies.
No wonder. She looked amazing at the Oscars.
She's basically on her way to getting an EGOT. Yeah. She's going to be our daughter who really gets all of them.
She's going
to
take over. I mean, it's crazy. Look at us, right? We did that.
We raised the best kids. That's why I still like you, because we raised the greatest kids there ever were. They are so successful. Even Kimberly, this will blow over. Like, this too shall pass.
She's got to get off those Tesla trucks. I tell you what, Chris. Get off of them, all right?
I told her, put your pants on and get off the truck.
I mean, yeah. She's not having sex with a robot, is she now, Chris?
I hope not.
It scared me. I said, what is she doing? Wait. Kendall, though, hasn't answered my text messages. Is she still with the bunny kid, the rapper?
Oh, they're still close, but I don't think they're dating. I don't know for sure.
Well, that's too bad because he has been blowing up.
She's at Paris Fashion Week. She's blowing up too.
Well, yes, I know. She always does. But yeah. You know, I just thought, you know,
I'll tell her to text you back.
Well, thanks. I mean, I can't get a hold of anybody. Rob, forget it, you know?
We can't find Rob.
We don't know where he is. God, I worried about that kid for a long time. But, you know, now I'm worried about Scott.
Why?
You know, I just think he's lonely. I don't think he'll ever find love like Courtney did. And he's looking gaunt.
He is fabulous. We do his and hers. We do his and hers Ozempic together, and he looks amazing, and he's really doing well, and he's going to find someone. I know he's having breakthroughs. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got to stop being so selfish.
He's not. No, he's a good father. He really is, you know?
That's what I love about Chris. She always finds the silver lining, you know? I mean, she never wears silver. You got to.
How else am I going to get through this world, huh?
God, you're so motivated.
That's what you fell in love with.
That's true.
And now here we are, just two old people bitching about life. No.
No, not after those beta blockers.
Listen. This is the most cordial we've been since court, I want to say.
That is true, I think. Yeah. Well, that's what happens on The Luck of the Irish.
Wow.
Listen, I had too much corned beef and cabbage. I think I have to go relieve myself. But listen, check on Kimmy and make sure Courtney doesn't have a stick up her butt, because sometimes she can be a real piece of work.
She really can. Yeah, she can. All right. Thanks for having me, doll. I got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, you do. I got to hit the 405 because traffic starts right around this
time. Corey's waiting with the car on.
You know what? It must be nice. All right. Stop by later, maybe in a year or two. See you guys next time. And,
bye, dolls. Love ya.